I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
So remember Ireland when I cut a bunch of weight? I got like 30 pounds.
What are you weighing now?
Back up 10.
Oh, hey, Greg, that means I'm winning money from you.
Yeah. I went from
me?
Down 30 and now I'm up 10.
What?
It's getting away from
remember
me.
Remember, what was the weight bet you and I had about Mason?
I think it was 190.
But that's
it's 190,
April 1st.
Wasn't it?
It's April 1st.
Okay, what do you weigh now?
Mason
195.
So you're right on it.
No, it's 190.
It's 190.
Right?
No.
Is it 195?
Mace over 195 April 1st. Okay. Mace under 195 April
I still
1st.
Feel good about my chances.
Actually, 195. If it's 195, I'm going to be seriously bummed out. So, although, I did try the new, I guess it's not new, the fish sandwich at Popeye's.
Too early for a fish sandwich?
So good. It's like the one time I wish I was still a practicing Catholic, because every Friday we used to eat nothing but fish. That was the rule. No red meat on Fridays. But I had a fish sandwich on Friday. Absolutely delicious. Voted, cool. Laura, the best fish sandwich in the world.
What's wrong with your microphone?
Oh, God. No. It's not Lars'
none
fault.
Of, yes, no. It's not Lars' fault. None hurt. Of these microphones
yeah.
work.
Yeah.
Okay, there? No.
No.
There
no,
you
no,
go.
Just
yeah.
grab that microphone behind me.
Wait.
John. So if it's 195, who wins?
Push.
Okay. Yeah. We don't want to put a pound in there.
We don't want to push.
No, the scale I'm bringing in has decimals.
Okay. So it's 195.1. It's
yeah,
you.
There's very little chance it'll be 195.0.
I have a good scale, too, by the way.
Shoes off is agreed,
yeah.
But everything else stays on.
Yeah, everything. I'm not going to do the full John Cena.
Yeah. Which I thought was a good bit.
That was funny bit.
Yeah.
Funny bit. All right. Let's. I wanted to mention this. So the top five best fast food chains to get a fish sandwich, according to the Washington Post. Number five, Arby's Crispy Fish. Number four, Bojangles Bojangler Fish Sandwich. I don't even know that one. Wendy's Crispy Panko Fish Sandwich, although it could be more expensive at lunchtime. Burger King's Fiery Big Fish. And then Popeye's Classic Flounder Fish Sandwich, which I had on Friday.
All right, let me ask, before we go to the 2 o'clock call of the day, let me answer the question you asked before the break.
I forget what I even asked.
You asked, what would constitute a successful Lakers season?
Yeah.
If Rob Pelinka were here,
yep.
he would say, we only compete for championships.
Correct.
We don't win the whole thing, the season's a failure.
Right.
I think Rob has to say that as the face of the franchise.
Sure.
I would say if they get back to the conference finals and let's say lose to Denver again,
mm-hmm.
by any measure, that's a successful season.
Yeah.
Most of the year, people were saying they were going to be in the play-in. They still might be in the play-in tournament.
Right.
If they were to go to the third round of the playoffs, to me, that's success. What do you think?
I think if they get to the Western Conference semifinals, that's a success.
Second round. So win a seven-game series.
Correct.
Win the play-in. You're being a little more generous than me.
Then win a series and get to the Western Conference semifinals. I think that would be, and again, championship or bust, but that you would have to, I would consider a successful season.
Given
the ups and downs of this year.
When I try to form opinions on stuff like this, when I'm looking for wisdom, I often turn to Walrus.
Oh, yeah, Walrus.
In Encino.
Yeah.
Walrus, you're the 2 o'clock call of the day. How are you?
I'm doing very well, gentlemen. I got a 12-year-old day son at home, so living the dream.
Beautiful.
Good for you, man.
Thank you, man. Successful season has to be better than last year, which means we have to win at least one game. At least one. Can't get swept in the Western Conference
That's
Finals.
Fair enough.
I win one game better. In the Western Conference
you
Finals.
I actually amend my position.
That's actually
Walrus.
A very good pick.
I think you are right, and I sold them short.
Go one game further than they did last year.
We not only need to get to the Conference Finals against Denver, we got to beat them once.
At least once.
Just one
time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, by the way,
John and Steve, let me ask, would you agree with me that only Denver is the team for me that we could swallow losing to? Like, even the Clippers, we've taken the season series. I was at that last Clippers Lakers game where it's the last time the Clippers are the away team in their home locker room. What a great game that was. You know, Phoenix, yeah, if those three guys are healthy. But really, though, if we.
Let me add one team to your list. Have you seen any of the Lakers Sacramento games this year?
You know what, man? They're a regular season team. I don't buy them in the postseason. We're the Lakers, you know? John, I have a quick side question for you.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
D'Angelo Russell drives me insane.
What'd you think of him on Friday night?
Incredible, John, but mountains and valleys. So my question, John, is this. I know you take for sleep, but have you ever thought to yourself, when D'Angelo's having a terrible game, flipping a gummy at halftime?
I'll ask him. I don't think that would be recommended.
No, not
by...
you. No. Not D'Lo. You, John. So that you can actually bear the awfulness that sometimes he plays on the court.
Well, Mace...
Because when I'm at home, man, it's tough. It's tough unless he's throwing up a good game.
Mace, thanks, Walrus.
Thanks,
for the call.
Walrus.
I will say this about the gummies.
Yeah.
For me, and tell me if this is normal.
Okay.
They take a while to kick in.
Oh, of course, yeah, they do.
So I could probably take one at halftime. I mean, I never will because I got to drive home.
Oh, no, the fourth quarter would be a disaster for you if you took one.
No, but I wouldn't because they normally take at least an hour.
You think an hour to hit?
To kick in. Yeah,
can hit a little quicker for me.
I'm taking a lot.
Yeah, you
I'm
are.
Taking 20 milligrams.
Yeah.
So the other day, Chris Ward at the Green Cross
gave
me the same thing I'd like, the heavy hitters, lights out gummies.
Yep.
But he gave it to me in the form of a syrup. And he gave it to me in the form of a tablet that you put under your tongue.
Really?
So I'm going to try that tomorrow night when I'm in Sacramento because I don't have to get up.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Chris Ward's trying to... I got to get over to see Chris Ward because we're developing the Venice Mace strain of cannabis.
He showed me a prototype of what the packaging might look like. It's fantastic.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I got to get over there.
Yeah, I think you're going to be really happy with it. You want to take a couple more?
Yeah, let's take a couple more.
Steve on line two. Hey, Steve, you're on ESPN LA. Hi.
Hey, guys. I've been listening to y'all since 96.90.
Beautiful.
Wow, thank you, man.
So I have a comment on the Lakers, and then if you'll allow me, I have a ghost story that I think you might find plausible.
Okay, excellent. Let's do it.
What's your comment on the Lakers?
My comment on the Lakers, and the previous caller started to touch on it, but... People mostly are favorites bettors. They don't know how to do anything other than to bet what the prognosticators say is the team to bet. And most people are looking to bet that. When you get into the playoffs, nothing that happened in the regular season determines what's going to happen in the playoffs. And the Lakers could play one of the worst teams in the playoffs, and that team could catch fire and win a couple of games or beat them. And as a result, I also think that the Lakers are capable of beating the Nuggets, and I'm in favor of the Lakers taking them as they come. Like be the best, you got to beat the best.
Right.
Okay. Now, what is your plausible ghost story?
All right, this is, I swear.
Okay.
I'm from Southern Louisiana. My mother used to see ghosts, and I was raised on voodoo tales.
Excellent.
I was born in Chicago, Illinois, and on the south side of Chicago, we lived in a house that was belonged to bootleggers in the 1920s. And they had all kinds of secret chambers and vaults in that house where you could hide liquor.
Okay, good.
From the revenuers. So when I was 3 and 4 years old, my mother used to come in to check on me at night, and I would be out of my bed, and they would have to search the whole house for me. And when they finally would go down in the basement where the furnace was, I'm an old guy, so this was back with coal burning furnaces.
Okay.
When they were coming down into the basement, they could hear me talking and laughing. This is when I'm 3 years old. And they went into this room that was a secret chamber off of one of the rooms in the basement that Well, you couldn't even see how to enter it when you first walked into the door.
Right, right.
Besides that, it was completely dark. And they found me in that room talking to somebody. And when they asked me, I said, I'm talking to Polly.
Polly.
And they said, yeah. And they said, who is Polly? And I said, that's my friend. Mm-hmm. So they took me back up and put me back to bed.
Yep.
But in subsequent nights, they would find me out of the bed and go back down into that completely dark basement.
Talking to Polly.
Yeah, I think Polly came up to your bed,
yeah,
picked you up, carried you down there, and they probably levitated.
Yeah,
too.
Probably levitated. I need pictures. Right. Again, I need pictures. Bergman said, that's enough.
Yeah.
Bergman's like, that's enough.
Well, right. Greg, you love calls.
That's if you have a short ghost story, 877-710-ESPN, yeah, but it's got to be short.
I'm fine with that.
Tell a good, also, tight.
You want some disturbing NFL news, something you in particular will not be happy about?
Okay.
Leonard Floyd.
Yeah.
Niners.
Mm.
It's a good signing for them.
It is.
Yeah, former Ram.
It's interesting because they're over the cap. They've got to cut ties
where
with
are they
some people.
Money.
Yeah.
Man, that probably,
Leonard Floyd.
That probably means that they are cutting somebody. I don't know who.
Yeah.
But
yeah, stuff is going down today.
He's a good edge rusher, and you know they still have Bosa and.
Yeah, that's what the Rams
need. Niners are going to be good.
Yeah, Niners will be good again. I think the Rams are going to beat them this year. I think the Rams win the division this year for the first time in a couple of years.
Can you go back to the one call a day?
The ghost. Oh yeah, ghost story. Ghost story. 877-710-ESPN. Yeah, no, one ghost story per day. One ghost story per day.
Just one call. It was the two.
No, he
call
doesn't even want one. He wants one call.
One call a day.
Yeah, yeah, he's one. Uncomfortable with even the one call.
Yeah, no, the one.
Yeah,
actually,
yeah. Our first saying it right.
One was
he's
good.
Saying,
it is the 2 o'clock call of the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes there's like a 203 call of the day or 205 call of the day.
No. Let's just go back.
I want to know.
Shinano's like, no.
I want to know where Polly is.
Yeah, where's
Polly? I would
Polly?
Like to meet Polly.
In the basement.
Yeah.
This is what happens.
Make it special, Mace. Make it special. 2 o'clock. Whoops. 2 o'clock call of the day.
Okay.
This is weird. I'm looking at Shinano on my TV on Around the Horn, and he's standing 5 feet from
yeah,
me.
Yeah, exactly.
It's weird.
All right. Tell you what. Coming up next. Couple of awkward interview situations.
I know one that you're talking about,
yeah,
and I love it.
Okay,
I think it's really funny.
We'll do that coming up. In the meantime, this spring, get in, get away with a great deal on the Hyundai you've always wanted at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. I'm a Hyundai guy driving Elantra. Maybe you want to check out the Sonata, which is really, really cool. The Ioniq 6 will blow you away, change your EV experience forever. As always, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty. 3 years, 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. Hurry in today, all your Southern California Hyundai dealers, because these great deals will not last. Add more joy to every journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, which is going on now. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your SoCal Hyundai dealer today. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right. Hey, look who is here. Pepe Mantilla is dropping in today. Pepe, what's going on the success of your Oscars ballot where you made, you were 10-13.
Pepe, I will say this. I was going to bet on you to beat Mason in this thing, and I'm very glad I didn't. What happened?
I wasn't focusing.
Focusing. Yes. Focusing.
You had a lack of focus.
Concentrating. I want to say something if you give me a chance now.
Yes. The floor is yours, Take Pepe it away, Montilla. Pepe. Take it away.
Have you heard of something called contra natura?
No,
contra
I don't think so.
Natura.
Against nature, right. Natura. Okay. Contra okay. natura. Against nature.
Soccer is a sport that is against nature.
Why?
Why is it contra natura?
Because you play with your foot.
Oh, got it.
Okay,
feet,
gotcha.
With your feet, right?
Yep. Gotcha.
When a quarterback is left-handed and he goes to the right,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be against nature to okay. pass to the left.
Right, sure. Yeah.
And vice versa. Many sports like mm-hmm. that. What Dean Witty did was against nature.
Dean Witty on Friday Dean night. So what Pepe's talking about is on Friday night, the Lakers were up 123-122. But Milwaukee had the ball with 5 seconds to go in the game. We knew it was Dame time. We knew they were yep. going to Lillard.
Yep.
They went to Lillard, and Spencer Dinwiddie blocked the shot. That's what Pepe's talking
but he,
about.
Normally, you go and block with the right. Mm-hmm. That's your nature.
Right.
Yeah, he's a right-handed guy.
He's a right-handed guy. So he went with the left. He went against nature, and it was a great play.
Yeah, it saved the day. And let me ask you this, Pepe, about last night's game. You and I have called a lot of great AD games. There was a game last year in D.C. where he went for 56 and 17, and they just could not stop him, and he was getting every rebound. But I think that's the best game I've ever seen Anthony Davis play. Yeah, how about you?
I agree. And me too. And to the commissioner, Mr. Greg.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Greg.
Do you remember what you said last time that I was here? Focus.
That's what Pepe said.
He did
the last
say
time.
That, Greg. You're not wrong, but that's not what he's going yeah. for.
Remember what you said?
What I said?
Yeah.
I don't remember what I said 3 minutes ago.
No, I know that.
Yeah.
It's very
what did he say?
Yeah, what was it?
It's very remember. Convenient. Remember when I said the Lakers were going to win the two games?
He
and
did.
You said, and you said, you're just saying that you don't know. And I said,
I didn't
you
know. I
don't
never
know
say
me.
You don't know. I said you're being a homer.
Yeah, you're
no,
being
you
a homer.
You didn't say that.
Wait a minute. As Sinan was just in here, as George likes to say, both things
can be true.
True.
Right.
Pepe so, can be a homer like me.
Yep.
And he can also be correct. I didn't hear anybody else predict the Lakers going 2-0 this weekend.
Michael did.
Well, he, but he.
Wait, it's the same like, as Pep. Okay, so they play Sacramento at Sacramento Wednesday. It's win or loss. No. You wait for a second.
They're going to win.
Okay, win. And then Saturday, Golden State.
They will win.
Okay, do you ever say, no, they're going to lose?
Sometimes.
Denver.
Do you? I've not heard this.
He wouldn't pick him against Denver.
No, but what I'm saying is.
Yep.
Remember what I said about mirror?
Yes, the mirror. I've the mirror thing is 100%
especially
true.
Especially against Milwaukee.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but. Giannis is so good.
He's amazing.
He's like, I we need Giannis to come up big tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Milwaukee at Sacramento.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
And so.
Knock Sacramento back a half.
Pick, and then we catch
and then
him
we'll
on
tie
Wednesday.
For the seven. Exactly. Yeah.
So
exactly.
I hope that happens. But hey, Pepe, you're burying the lead.
What is the lead?
He was 10-13.
10-13 in the Oscars pool, Pepe.
Well, I said I wasn't concentrating.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, no.
Well, next
number
time.
One,
next.
I wasn't concentrating, and number two, a lot of those movies I haven't seen.
Right?
I
mean, yeah, sure. None of us. I mean, yeah.
Did you know what I did?
Just guesswork.
When you got home after the game last night, did you watch a tape of the Oscars?
I started watching, and then I
fell asleep.
Yeah. Didn't make it to the end.
No.
I fast-forwarded through. Mason gets mad at me when I say this, but I think that there's like 20 awards on there they should get out.
Yeah. No. I disagree. Yeah.
Like
I
don't care. I don't care about sound editing. All right. Put that on the daytime show.
And I watch again.
Yep.
The movie that you recommended.
Yeah.
The
Anatomy of a Fall.
And I know what happened.
Oh, so Ireland, you should watch this movie.
I never will.
No, you should.
Is it longer than 2 hours?
I don't.
The last movie you recommended for me was perfect.
This is probably.
The last movie you told me to watch, do you remember what it was?
No.
You said, watch Anyone But You. It's
oh,
an
yeah,
hour
that's
and,
true.
It's an hour and 40 minutes. It's Sydney Sweeney running around in a bikini, and it's over. That's the type of movie I want to watch.
You won't watch this one for two reasons. It's longer,
yeah.
And it has subtitles.
It has subtitles, yeah.
Out.
But the beauty of that movie is we don't. It could go either way. We don't know if she did it or not.
Yeah, but that's.
But we all reach our own conclusion.
That's besides the point.
Yeah, what is the point?
The point is that the kid is very smart.
The kid is smart, yeah.
And he saves the money.
Yeah, and the dog is smart, too.
Yeah.
So I discovered a new ChatGPT feature.
What is it?
Okay. Hang on
should
a second.
Should we spring it on Lisa and not tell her?
This is a little bit different. Okay, here we go. How many championships have the Lakers won?
The Lakers have won 17 championships. Anything else you want to know about them?
Who is the Lakers' leading scorer right now? A little slow.
But it's like Goop.
Player for the Lakers. You might want to check the latest stats for the current leading
thank
scorer.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Where is LA Live? Where is LA Live?
So what you're saying is it's like Google.
It talks though. Does Google talk?
Well, you just say "Hey Siri" or "Hey Google."
Hey Siri, but it'll tell you whatever.
Alexa.
Yeah. Alexa, same thing.
Alexa? They all talk back to you.
Yeah. Isn't as novel as you think it is.
I had a whole conversation with it last night.
Yeah.
I believe you can call it too. Whoever's on your phone.
Oh yeah, yeah. Call ChatGTP.
Yeah, that's not as.
I thought that was revolutionary. Yeah, I thought that was going to be a really good bit.
As you think
not,
it
a,
could
not
be.
As good a bit it's as I thought me. It was going
to
be.
All right, so let's go to this interview thing. Because like, all right, so a little background here.
Yep.
Mason and I, when we first started working at ESPN, they said, we want you guys to go to this seminar. And it was this guy named John Sawatzky.
And he was great. One of the most valuable seminars I think I've had in my career.
And the first thing that John Sawatzky says is, when you're interviewing someone, get to the point.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask long, drawn-out questions. For example, Pepe, if I'm interviewing you, rather than say, Pepe, I see you have an interesting background. You were born in Mexico. You worked for the airlines. You changed careers midway. Then you got to the Lakers, and you've been here ever since. Tell me about your journey. Well, I just told you about the journey. My question took away your answer. So rather than say that, I should say, Pepe, how'd you get here?
Let you go.
Yeah.
So this reporter was covering the Tigers at spring training. What's this guy's name?
Andrew Chafin.
Okay.
Reliever.
Andrew Chafin is a reliever. Listen to the question, and then you'll hear a perfect answer from Andrew Chafin.
You still got that nasty slider. It looks like that thing's still just trying to clean up a little bit. And you talked about maybe, you know, some little mental issues, but just getting the mind straightened away, throwing more strikes, cutting down on the walks, and then throwing that nasty slider.
I just had a whole lot right there, and I can't remember exactly what you said.
Yeah, I did.
Wasn't that a perfect answer?
Yeah, I don't
you
know
said
what
a whole
you
lot
said.
There, and I can't remember
I
anything
can't remember
you said.
Any of it. He had like 7 points in that one question.
Yeah, and if he just would have said to him, Andrew,
what are you working on?
What have you been doing during spring training? Where are you at?
Yeah, exactly.
And he could have said all the things that the interviewer asked.
But you two interview in the past.
Yes.
And isn't it true that the first question is like a question that you're going to break the ice to throw
right.
in?
Or no, in to welcome him in, like not a hard, like if I'm bringing you in under a difficult circumstance, like let's say you're involved in a controversy, like you got suspended for doing something stupid. Rather than, and you say, hey, I know Mason in Ireland, I know those guys, I'm comfortable going on with them, so I'm going to go on with them. The first question we would ask you wouldn't be, how could you be so stupid? Why did you do what you did?
That'd be the second question.
The first question would be, that's a cool jacket.
Yeah, exactly.
Why does your jacket say?
Where did you get it?
And then why'd you say something so stupid? Now, I came up with another interview situation from over the weekend.
Okay.
This was a press conference by Utah State women's basketball coach Kayla Ard. Have you heard this one?
No.
Here it is.
And how do you plan to rebuild for next season?
I'm not going to be rebuilding. I just coached my last game at Utah State. I spoke with Diana, and they're going in a different direction, and I respect her decision, and I hope they get a really good coach in. I'm assuming that's going to be the last question. Thank you.
I guess that's going to be literally the last question. Didn't even make it to the team bus.
Okay, Greg, the problem with that is the school mishandled it.
Yeah, you don't put her up there.
Right.
Right. Or you tell her after the bus goes back to school and the game is over
put her in that position?
Yeah, well, how about the athletic director walks out and says, guys, Kayla will be in here in a minute, but I wanted to let you know, I just told her what
She's
I'm
fired.
About to tell you.
Yeah.
She's coached her last game at Utah State. We're going to make a change, but we think we appreciate what she's done for us here. We know you'll have questions.
Yep.
I'll be here after the press conference if you want me to want to talk to me, but I just wanted to let you know first so that doesn't happen.
Correct.
But instead,
she announced her own firing.
Right.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, it is crazy.
Yeah, I agree with Greg. You don't do that to the
No, meeting. You can't do that. Can't do that. Put somebody
your,
in that
for
position.
For your benefit and the benefit of the person.
Yeah. All right, let's do a little baseball. Pepe, you want to do a little baseball? We're going to do a little baseball. I've got ESPN released a list of the top 100 Major League Baseball players for this year. Dodgers place a number of players in the top 10. I want you to guess where they are. That's coming up next.
And I also right. I have a photo that somebody sent me of a ghost. And I want you to know
there
what you
go.
Think.
That's what I'm talking about.
Was it on social or was it
it was
direct?
Polly?
Yeah.
Oh. No, it was on Instagram. DJ Ops sent it to me, and I want to know what you think.
Okay, excellent. We'll do that coming up, too. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
All right, so a lot of people on Twitter are saying that the Lakers were 2.5-point dogs on Friday night.
Well,
not 2.5-point favorites, which means a lot of people.
How many is a lot?
More than one.
Like at Analytics Trends. I mean, think of that name. That name means he must know what's going on.
That's one.
And,
he's a troll. No, he's
yeah, that guy is a troll.
Is he
a troll?
He's trolling on my behalf, I like him.
He's a jerk.
Yeah. That guy.
Is he really bad
guy? The only person he hates more than you is me.
Really?
Oh, really? Oh, does he hate you?
Well, he used to hate me. I think he likes me
now. Does he like you?
But he used to absolutely despise me.
He has 12 followers.
I love that he trolls you because we're doing something right when we get trolled.
He's got 13 followers, by the way.
One more.
Yeah. He also says, can somebody tell John Ireland to stop clicking on his pen? He's obviously watching on social media.
This is for you.
You're a clicker, exactly. Yeah.
No, so he couldn't find any content to criticize, so he decided to criticize me for clicking on a pen.
Damn you, pen clicker.
He's one of those guys. He rips Laura and he rips me.
Really?
And he listens every day.
Yeah. That's why I say thank you for listening.
Do you
love the show?
Block him?
No.
I'm clicking my pen too now.
No, I don't.
Don't block
I'm not
people.
A big blocker.
I'm
clicking concert.
Yeah.
We're all clicking.
Hey, Analytic Trends, this is for you.
This is for you.
This is four people clicking at the same time.
All right. Oh, that is kind of annoying.
So, Bergman, you showed me a picture that somebody sent you of a ghost. I'm using air quotes.
So this is
big air quotes. Ghost.
Yeah, just because you're a non-believer. But DJ Ops on Instagram sent this to me, and it's under a place called Suicide Bridge in Pasadena.
Oh my God, that place
and
is
it's,
creepy.
It's a woman and a guy, and they have a dog, and they're taking a picture.
Yep.
And in the background, there's obviously a demon back there.
Like, yeah, I don't right. know. Obviously, that's obviously a demon.
I don't know what else it could possibly be.
Yeah.
It's a demon.
I think, and by the way, I really do believe this. It's a stack of rocks.
That's ridiculous.
It is
absolutely
a complete
insanity.
No, rock stack.
That is 100% a ghost.
No, a rock stacker put that there to make people think.
Showed it to
Craig,
Ireland.
I'm with you. 100%
not a ghost.
I showed it to Laura. Laura, what do you think?
Oh, 100% a ghost. And
did
if
I show
you've
it to
never
Pepe?
Been there,
Pepe.
Ghost.
No, you
creepy.
Didn't show it.
You want to see it? Do you believe in
ghosts? You ignored Pepe on this one. Yeah, show it to Pepe.
Yeah.
Do you believe in ghosts, Pepe? Yeah, I don't either.
You made up. You guys are no fun.
Made up BS.
All right, so you said you have a list of the 100 best baseball players.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
It's courtesy ESPN. I've got the top 100,
right,
but
so
I think we do the top 10.
Let's see if, Greg, let's see, and Pepe, you can help. Let's see if we can get the top 10 before we get three strikes.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Shohei Ohtani is somewhere on that list.
Shohei Ohtani is number 9.
Not well, wait. What is the criteria here?
So this list is bogus.
Right. This is what they say.
Wait.
Ohtani will not win his third MVP. He'll run away with his third silver slugger. He'll hit over 300 for a second straight year and drive in 120 runs. He'll flirt with 50 homers too. But he's got him at number 9.
Okay, great.
Mookie.
Okay.
Yeah, Mookie
Betts.
100%.
Mookie Betts is there. Number 4 is Mookie Betts.
Freddie Freeman's on there.
No.
Yeah, he's definitely on there.
Top 10?
Yes.
100%. Wait a minute. I think Ronald Acuña is before Freddie Freeman.
Ronald Acuña is absolutely on there, but
all right,
so
let's go,
is...
let's go Ronald Acuña.
Number one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And again, he's the guy that can steal 70 bases.
Do you think... I don't think he is, Pepe and Greg.
Freddie?
But do you think Mike Trout is on that
absolutely
list?
Not. No. Absolutely not. Matt Olson is probably on that list from the Braves, first baseman, 100%.
100%? You going?
All right, you say 100%?
100%. That means there's absolutely not even a 1% chance that you're wrong.
I get the first strike?
Yeah.
No, he's in the top 10.
Ladies and gentlemen, sorry, he's not.
Mr. 100%.
I'm shocked. I'm 12. He's number 12, so you aren't completely.
Yeah.
You just missed. Right, so
he was in the top four of MVP.
One strike.
Wait, who do we have? We have number one.
You have number one, Ronald Acuña.
Number nine.
You have number four, Mookie Betts.
Okay.
You don't and you have number nine, Shohei.
Right, wait. Would Corey Seager be ahead of Freddie Freeman?
Probably.
No.
I agree with you.
Corey, he was a
you
was
Laurie, you're a no
MVP
on Corey Seager?
Yeah, Corey Seager's
going to
be
they won the whole thing MVP. Last year.
Yeah, he's ahead. Probably AL MVP.
I'll go no.
He's in the top 10.
All right. So
do you think he's in the top 10?
Three of us think he's in the top 10.
Laura, well, I say high, but you said higher than Freddie.
No, no, but you said top 10.
Is he in the top 10?
Is he in the top 10?
Yeah, but I think Freddie's in the
Corey
top 10.
Okay, Corey Seager.
Number six.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got four of them. All right, now you guys.
Is Aaron Judge?
Well, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge.
Oh, Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge for is sure. Number two.
Yeah.
Whoa.
All right, so we've got
pitchers also.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, but
pitchers too. But I will tell you that
there probably aren't very many.
There's
pitchers
only one pitcher
it would
in the
probably
list.
Be Garrett Cole, but now that he's possibly injured.
Yeah, but this was written before that. I agree with you. Are we all in agreement on Garrett Cole?
I'm in agreement.
Yeah. All right,
yeah. Number
Garrett Cole.
Seven. Yes.
All right.
Yeah. By the way, they're getting multiple opinions on his elbow now, but it does not sound good for Garrett.
Only
Cole.
One pitcher.
Only one pitcher in the top 10.
All right.
Yes.
Greg, you don't think Manny Machado's on there, do you?
No, I don't.
No.
I
think, and no Juan Soto.
What about Julio Rodriguez in Seattle?
Yes, yeah. That's a good one. Julio Rodriguez in
Julio
Seattle,
Rodriguez,
top 10.
For sure.
He is not in the top 10.
So that's two strikes. All right, so do you guys want to guess Freeman's? All three of you think Freeman's top 10?
I think
10?
Freeman for sure.
Yeah. All right, well, I disagree, Freeman. But we'll go Freeman.
Number five.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So we got seven, but we're down to our last strike.
By the way, and that gives the Dodgers 4, 5, and 9.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
we
why
still
I
don't have number one, huh?
No, we do.
You have number one.
Ronald Acuña. We have one, and Aaron Judge is two.
You've mentioned his name.
Wait, which one? Where?
No, but you can't tell us any more than that. So
no, that was who else did we mention?
You mentioned Matt Olson.
And Matt Olson, 12.
He was 12.
Right. That's right. So it's got to be Machado. He's the only one we mentioned. We didn't do right.
We didn't do, and nobody else. So
all right, Machado.
Strike three.
Wait, but you said you mentioned
the name.
Wait,
you said we mentioned the name.
We mentioned another name.
Yeah, maybe we did. What's the name we mentioned?
Juan Soto.
We didn't mention him.
I did.
Oh, you did. I would have gone with Soto for sure.
I wouldn't have put him in there because he had such a bad year last year.
No, he had a great year. First 40 home run season.
So that means there's two we didn't get.
Yeah. By the way, just to be clear, Juan Soto had a bad year 2 years ago. Last year, 40 home runs, best on base percentage in Major League Baseball, most runs scored in the majors.
The Padres had a bad year and nobody noticed.
Exactly.
So who are the two we missed?
Ronald Acuña 1, Aaron Judge 2, Juan Soto 3, Mookie Betts 4, Freddie Freeman 5, Corey Seager 6. You got that.
Yeah.
Garrett Cole, number 7. Number 8 is Yordan Alvarez. Might not have gotten from the Astros. Right,
but I would have thought Rodriguez from Seattle would have been there for sure.
9 is Shohei, and 10 is Corbin Carroll from Arizona.
He was really good.
Rookie of the year, right?
Yeah, rookie of the year. Great, great player. I'm looking for J-Rod. He is number 18.
18, yeah, top 20. So we're
top 20.
We're
so you're right there in the ballpark.
Who was 11?
Number 11 was
Bobby Witt Jr. or something like that.
Adley Rutschman from
Adley
the
Rutschman.
Orioles.
I was going to say somebody from the Orioles.
Yeah, good
Greg,
player.
Greg, you should know all of them.
Yeah, you should, Greg. You're the host of the Blue Review every day.
You're the expert. You're the expert.
Yeah.
You notice I ducked out before you could ask me on to the Blue Review today?
I didn't even, we were in a meeting. We couldn't do it.
But, I thought it was
there was no Blue Review?
No. Parker Bell did it solo.
Oh, Parker did it. Yeah. Oh, right. It happened during the meeting.
It was during the meeting.
Because I ducked out of here. I was like, I'm out. We had a meeting. I'm out. I'm going to go to my car. I talked to my shrink, and I also took a nap.
Yeah. You want to do it tomorrow?
Nice. If it was any other day,
I'll have Travis do it. He'd be happy to. He likes.
Yeah, I'll try to work it out. For I'll try to work
that's
it out.
That's all I did do. I had to just throw Travis in there.
Yeah, throw Travis. I'll be on the show. Exactly.
All right, you heard that, Parker. Get Mason a link tomorrow.
Okay. There, give me a link.
I have an update on the Al Pacino story.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
If you weren't with us earlier in the show.
Wait, wait, 1 second. Laura has something to say.
Pepe, okay. I love you. Pero, you didn't do that great on your picks, and Greg did better on the player, you know, choosing the players.
You're supposed to be an expert for when it comes to movies.
Yeah.
Well, but he didn't focus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Focus.
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. Didn't do that.
All right. So
the horse, Laura. I thought that you were on my side.
I'm always on your side.
Mason, in the year 2024.
Yes.
Who do you think tracked down Al Pacino to get the details of what happened last night? I think you'll get this in one guess.
TMZ.
Correct.
Yes.
All right. The legendary actor told TMZ, quote, "There seems to be some controversy about my not mentioning every film by name last night before announcing the Best Picture Award. I just want to be clear, it was not my intention to omit them, rather a choice by the producers not to have them said again since they were highlighted individually throughout the ceremony. I was honored to be a part of the evening and chose to follow the way they wished for this award to be presented." He finished by saying he feels bad for any of the nominees who weren't mentioned. He says, "I realize being nominated is a huge milestone in one's life, and not to be fully recognized is offensive and hurtful. I say this as someone who profoundly relates with filmmakers, actors, and producers. So I deeply empathize with those who have been slighted by this oversight." Mace.
Yeah. He did what they told him to do.
Right. ChatGPT wrote this.
Oh.
Had to, don't you think?
Yeah.
There's only one thing that I can say regarding that.
Yeah.
Woo-ah.
Woo-ah. Oh, I like Pepe's impression of Pacino. Do it again.
Woo-ah.
Woo-ah.
Can we pull that? That was completely clean.
Yeah.
I said it.
Wah.
Woo-ah.
Woo-ah, that's right.
That's what I said.
Woo-ah.
I said it in Spanish.
Yes.
There you go.
In Spanish, it's woo-ah.
All right, we're gonna get Greg and Laura in here and do some What's Up, Fool.
Yes.
By the way, I'm glad Pepe's here today because it's my game for Game of Games, which is in an hour, and it's a Oscars themed game.
Excellent.
Mace, and I was worried that you were gonna run away with it, and so when I saw Pepe last night at the game, I mentioned this to him. He said, "Well, I may be in the area. I'll pop in." And now that I know you went 10-13, I think Mason's going to run away with
it. Yeah, yeah.
You put a lot of pressure on me. Come on.
Right. Oh, you're the only
one
that can beat me.
Pepe, you'll be happy to know that my game is completely multiple choice.
That's great.
There you go.
Yeah, by the That's way, I ended up 18-5.
That's good.
And Emily ended up 17-6.
That's good. Congratulations.
And Pepe ended up 10-13.
You are the San Antonio Spurs. Remember the last time,
last time you asked me, and I said, Jessica Justine is going to win, and you had somebody else.
Correct,
and,
yes.
Okay, so sometimes
you're choosing an anecdotal piece of evidence from some years
sometimes
ago.
Sometimes I'm right, sometimes I'm wrong. I'm not perfect.
There you go. You're not.
That is breaking news.
Less than perfect.
At 10-13, you are not
You are not perfect. You're the opposite of perfect. All right, coming up next for you, What's Up, Fool? Bergman's got stuff. Laura's got stuff for me in Ireland and Pepe, 710 ESPN.
Do you guys want to mention that I'm doing ZipRecruiter maybe before
I said it
time?
In your ear. Did you not hear me?
I did not hear you.
Oh, I did.
But know. I'm happy to talk about ZipRecruiter.
Yeah, do
That's
it.
That's my friend Ian Siegel.
Ian Siegel, yeah.
I just sent him a text this morning because on Friday night, the folks from ZipRecruiter came and visited Michael and I at the broadcast site. ZipRecruiter is where you go if you are hiring. It's also where you go if you need a job. It can now take up to 11 weeks on average to hire for an open job. That's 2.5 months. As Ian says, they don't leave anything to chance at ZipRecruiter, and right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter uses powerful matching technology to quickly find and send you the most qualified people for your roles. So if you are hiring for an open position, try that website and you can use ZipRecruiter for free. Here it is again, ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
You know what we're doing in here, Bergman?
I have no idea. What
lines from The Godfather. We're just racking up lines from The Godfather. Ireland's been watching a lot lately.
But The Godfather's been on TV a lot lately.
It's a great movie.
And so we were talking about people that come into a movie and have like a great 5 minutes. Uh-huh. The guy who played Jack Woltz, who owned the studio, the guy who wakes up with the horse's head in his
ass. Yeah.
That guy was great.
Great.
And so was Alex Rocco, who played Mo Green.
Yeah.
Oh, yep.
He was awesome.
And John Cazale, the guy that played Fredo, was only in 5 movies, and they were all nominated
all
for
nominated
Best Picture,
for Best Picture, yeah. And you know who his girlfriend was?
I know, Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep, yeah. They,
oh, wow.
Yeah, Meryl Streep, that was one of the great loves
that
of her life.
Yeah, that
great,
guy.
Great couple. Actor.
Yeah, great actor.
All right, Bergman, what do you got?
All right, so UCLA obviously doesn't do very well when it comes to NIL, right?
No.
Right?
It's just funny.
Chip Kelly apparently didn't believe in it.
No, he was ridiculous and never want to hear his name again. But either way, according to UCLA Bruins Athletic Department, media release, fifth-year swimmer Aislinn Walsh decided to do something about herself. She founded a group of all athletes to create an NIL group so they can all do it themselves. The athletes themselves can do NIL. And it says,
so they've done their own collective.
They're doing their own. She says, I started this club to create a community of individuals who share similar interests on social media and to create a judgment-free zone on something I feel that can be easily judged by our peers. Is this ridiculous that it has to go to the athletes to get this done?
Well, what you need in an NIL collective more than anything else is somebody or someone or some company with deep, deep pockets. I don't see where the money comes from in this collective. Do you?
They're going to become influencers, essentially. They use their social media platforms to create NIL opportunities.
More
for
power.
Here's the thing. I totally root for them. I hope it works. It's really not right that there's no collective for them. Most schools at this point have got some kind of NIL collective. These are women who are involved in what?
It's just all athletes. So it's
just all athletes.
Yeah. So this is a fifth year swimmer was the one that Aislinn Walsh, she was the one that started the group.
Okay.
Yeah. But they're trying to get an NIL
deal
for themselves.
Make what you can.
Cool. Good.
Sure.
Do what you got to do. But UCLA needs to go out there and actually do this for them as well.
I think it's a good idea for them to do it. I hope they can do it. And I hope they somehow they find the support.
Yeah. Make some money at it. I'm for them.
All right, guys. So Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes took their third straight Big Ten tournament championship this season by winning an OT against Nebraska. Caitlin's way of celebrating was recreating one of Kobe's iconic pictures, but the internet wasn't so happy about her doing so because they say that Kobe won an actual NBA champion and she's only won a college championship. So for me, it was like, Kobe was so big on women's sports, especially basketball. Like, why are people so mad? Like, why are mad?
Because the world is angry.
Like,
and then social media is where all the trolls and a-holes live. And so,
at his face.
Yeah, it is. I took it as her honoring Kobe, and I thought it was cool.
Me too. And you know why? Because they don't have anything better to do or to say, you know?
Right.
Because I think that's a great honor,
and
I really love her for doing that.
Yeah. Look, there is going to be somebody that takes the other side in every single debate in the world, and you put something out there, and you think you're doing something nice, and somebody's going to tell you you're an a-hole, and really the a-hole is the one that told you that. there is so much of this. You put out something simple, something kind, you can't even, like Pepe, you put out your morning greeting every day, right?
That's right.
Sometimes underneath it, you get, oh, shut up, Pepe. Somebody will tweet that.
And by the way, what he's putting out there is something along the lines of be kind to each other and have a great day.
Shut up, Pepe.
Shut up, Pepe.
Yeah.
What in the world?
No, nobody says that.
Yeah,
to me.
I saw a shut up, Pepe.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, it's Saturday morning.
I didn't.
There was a shut up, Pepe.
Probably somebody that is unhappy in life.
Exactly. Right. That's what I'm saying.
It's a you problem.
Yes.
Laura, I thought it was cool what she did.
I thought it was cool.
My guess is that Kobe's family, who is a huge supporter of women's sports, probably thought it was cool too.
Yes.
Yeah. Bleep you people.
Yeah, exactly. Bleep you people.
Okay, this one's mine again. So the Target Corporation has launched a paid membership program. I don't know if you guys are Target fans, but they're essentially doing something very similar to Amazon. My question to you guys is, do we really need another subscription? I feel like Amazon owns that space.
Yeah, we talked about this one day when you were gone last week.
Oh, my God.
The
Well, that's the Wendy's situation, right?
No, no. This is Target starting a service identical to Amazon Prime.
Oh, right, right. So they're delivered like Walmart has it already.
Right. And so what I compared it to on that day, Laura, was when ESPN came up with SportsCenter, a bunch of other networks tried to copy it. You know, like Fox Sports came out with a regional sports report, and then they hired those two guys from Canada and did a network sports report. It's too late. ESPN owns the space. And I think Amazon, it's too late to catch them. You should, unless Target or Walmart or one of these other places comes up with a different spin on their delivery service that offers something that Amazon doesn't. I'm just staying with Amazon.
Yeah, some people use Walmart's delivery service. They got in after Amazon, but I just don't think there's any beating Amazon. They've got too much stuff, and it's literally the first place I go when I need something. So, yeah, I good for them. I hope Target does well. I have nothing against, but Amazon, you can't beat.
Are they going to charge for this?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, subscription.
Forget it.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Yeah, I have too many subscriptions.
Okay. Well, kind of staying on the subscription situation, I felt a little bit under the weather yesterday, so I decided to order Uber Eats.
Okay.
I have a big issue with my Uber Eats not finding my apartment, even though I am very like specific on what to do and how to get there.
So where does it go wrong? Where do they get lost?
There's like five lobbies where I'm at.
Okay.
So, but mine is like essentially the first one, and it says leasing office. So that's the first thing I put is like the lobby. It says leasing office. So anyways, I tip pretty well. I feel like I tip pretty well. Yesterday, my food arrived like an hour and 45 minutes. So it was super late. It was so cold. There was things missing. And my boyfriend was like, take away the tip. Not all of it, but some of it.
Oh, you stumbled into a disagreement with Mason in Ireland. Mason would not tip this person.
Well, you had to pre-tip. I pre-tipped.
Wait a minute. Were they mean?
They were just bad.
They were bad, and then they missed stuff, and then on top of
delivered it. Delivered it to the wrong place, hour and 45 minutes late, order not correct.
Hour and 45 minutes late.
But
were they mean?
Yes, because I was like, hey, how can I help you? Like, how can I help you? I even, like, offered to go down to the lobby and try to, like, eventually I had to go flag them down. But Christian's like, listen, I've done, you know, delivered Uber Eats, DoorDash, whatever, to make money. He goes, you should definitely take away the tip. Like, you gave a good tip. And I'm like, I can't. So we got into this whole argument.
Right.
So should have I taken away some or all of the tip for that?
I would not. Mace,
I didn't.
Take it away.
It all comes down to temperament. I understand being in the weeds. I know sometimes people screw up orders, all that kind of stuff. But were they mean about it?
They were mean because I offered and I was down there. And the guy, when I called, he was screaming at me.
Yeah, mean is inexcusable. I would not have tipped at all.
Pepe, how about you?
I wouldn't tip. If the guy is not nice.
If they're nice and lost and having a hard time, I get it. But if they're a jerk to my face, forget it.
The thing is, you pre-tip. So it's like I feel bad taking it away.
Wait, you can remove a tip you've already sent?
On Uber Eats, yes, you can.
I will take it away, and in fact I will call and say this guy was nasty to me, and that's why I took it away.
By the way, I would think that if somebody was minding the store in this situation that they would just comp your order.
That's right.
I didn't even bother because Uber Eats has really bad service.
Yeah. Yeah, I generally speaking, delivery guys get $20 at my house.
Okay, you would tip way better than I do.
$20 tops. Or $20 flat.
Way better.
What do you give when a delivery person?
I give them 20% of what I ordered.
Me too.
Yeah, I do. See, 20, 25.
So if it's $100 delivery, I give them 20. If it's 50, I give them 10.
Yeah. Well,
Mace, you use the other one. You don't use...
I use Grubhub. That's my go-to.
That's a better one.
Yeah, I think it is. I think Grubhub is better than Uber Eats. Yeah, yeah. Look, I was at a restaurant down at the Mission Inn a couple of weeks ago, and my order was totally forgotten, but the girl was super nice about it and very apologetic, and she got 25%. So it's a matter of temperament more than it's how they, you know, if they're screwing up the order.
Exactly, because you're going to be paying, okay?
Yep.
They're not giving you the food for free.
Right.
You're going to be paying. So the person that is serving you the food has to be nice, even if the food is not ready because of the kitchen or whatever.
Exactly. Thank you, Pepe. Thank you. All right. That it?
That's it.
Okay, cool. By the way, Brian's out today, just in case you were wondering. Laura is operating the ship. Coming up next for you, let's circle back around to the Lakers, who pulled off a back-to-back over the weekend. Not a back-to-back exactly, but Friday and Sunday. Last night, they beat Minnesota. Plus, a lot of movement in the NFL today. We'll update you on all the free agency movement, too. Mason in Ireland. Pepe's hanging out. 710 ESPN.